Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoicism in a world that often feels like it's losing its marbles. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're chillin', the next you're seething at some random driver or coworker snagging the last kwassa. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our anger. Today, we're diving deep into transforming that fiery rage into something a lot more powerful. Empathy and compassion. Because let's face it, folks, a little understanding can go a long way in making this crazy world a little less crazy. So, how do we actually do this? It's not about burying our anger, pretending it doesn't exist, or becoming doormats, trust me, nobody wants that. It's about harnessing its energy and channeling it into something constructive. Here are 5 power moves to help you on your journey from fury to understanding. Number 1. Recognize the triggers. We all have those pesky little things that set us off. Maybe it's rush hour traffic, a rude comment, or even just feeling overwhelmed. Pay attention to what sets you off and start building awareness around those triggers. The more you know about your own emotional landscape, the better equipped you are to navigate it. Think of it like learning the map of your anger. Once you know the terrain, you can choose your path wisely. Number 2. Breathe. Seriously, just take a few deep breaths. When anger hits, our bodies go into fight or flight mode, heart racing, palms sweating, thoughts spiraling. Taking a few slow, conscious breaths can help calm your nervous system and give you a moment to pause before reacting impulsively. Imagine it like hitting the reset button on your emotional roller coaster. Number 3. Step back from the situation. This doesn't mean running away unless you're in danger. But physically removing yourself from the immediate source of anger can help create some mental distance. Take a walk, listen to music, or just find a quiet corner where you can de-escalate. Sometimes, all you need is a little space to let your emotions settle before you try to process them. Number 4. Empathize with the other person. Now, this doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but try to see things from their perspective. Maybe they're having a tough day, or maybe they're dealing with something you don't know about. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. By trying to understand where the other person is coming from, you can start to shift your anger into compassion. And finally, number 5. Practice forgiveness. This one's a tough one, I get it. Holding onto resentment and anger just hurts us in the long run. But forgiving doesn't mean condoning what happened, it means releasing yourself from the grip of those negative emotions. It's about choosing to let go and move forward with grace. Think about that time you were really angry, maybe at a friend or even a family member. Remember how your heart raced, how your thoughts felt jumbled. Now imagine if instead of reacting with anger, you took a moment to breathe, to understand their perspective, and to practice forgiveness. Could that have changed the situation? You know, I was talking to my grandmother the other day about this whole anger to empathy thing. She's 85 years old, seen it all, and she told me something really profound. Dylan, she said, life is too short to be angry all the time. It just weighs you down. She then added, sometimes a little kindness goes a long way. And that's the key, folks. By choosing empathy and compassion over anger, we not only lighten our own load, but also create a ripple effect of positivity in the world. Imagine if everyone practiced this, imagine how much more understanding and kinder this world would be. So, go out there today and practice those 5 power moves. Try to see things from another person's perspective, breathe deeply when you feel anger rising, and remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself as much as the other person. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic love and build a world where understanding and compassion reign supreme. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep on rocking that Stoic mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.